to see it. Well, take a look at the Earth and the energy and the radiation that dissipates into balance. Yeah, that's more of a, but I don't understand your term of balance. It's out there, not changing into anything, but it is dissipating. So what is the balance?
Okay. You have a kinetic, a potential energy change to the kinetic energy, and then we have a rest energy. We have an example of something that is falling from up to down because of the gravity, and then it's in rest stage. But now you can analyze all of the particle stages of its fall. You could also look at the two children on the piece of wood, bouncing up and down, right? With something in the middle. So then the children sit on it, and it's gonna become something. If they don't jump on it, don't add to it, it's gonna become something that is in a certain position because of the weight of it. That would be a balance. But you could say that the children left it, and now it is in whatever the position it is. And it is just a big balance. A balance is always a temporary state of matter.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a requirement for matter. And I don't know, when you zero energy level or energy imbalance, energy just sitting there is something. How is it energy?
Well, look, before something gets the state of rest, all of that energy that is assigned to that particular body and is being transferred to another body or another environment must of create some impact on it. So balance, everything wants to be in balance in universe. Creating this balance, another point of the point that is not a point of our interest, but if we were to look at them, balance creates this balance.
Okay, you have a lump of coal. Lump of coal has potential energy sitting on the shelf.
If you look at the name of the coil and you expect that energy to be released, that energy is not the energy that's going to be released. It was the energy of somebody who was digging for it and put it on the shelf. That energy sits there. So from the previous stage that it was underground to the stage that it is now, there is a plenty of energy that was exchanged. But it balances the rest of energy that is there right now on the shelf. Doing nothing. But it's like a house. You have a house, you know how much energy is in a house? Of wood.
Well, it's like any mass. When you put effort into breaking it, you put it on the shelf, extract a similar amount of energy by bringing it off of the shelf. Effort took to put it up, it will dissipate coming down. Now, okay, that's potential energy. There's kinetic energy. But there is no, I don't get the compensation, consideration of balance, that it goes from balance to unbalance.
The whole concept, the whole that I wanted to explain when I was talking about the coil, but the three coils were one part of the coil is clockwise and then have two adjacent coils next to it. Then all of a sudden, the rest of that coil is counterclockwise, wrapping around two other coils, the three coils together wrapped. Avoy was postulating that you cannot have a complete cancellation of the field, yet you can. If you wind that winding that is wrapped, wrapping around, but enough of the wind, a little bit more, a little bit less, to make it completely balanced, as you would have it. But my question was, what is happening to one single impulse? That one single impulse is simply traveling from the beginning of the coil to the end of the coil, a fluctuation, potential fluctuation of the amplitude along this coil, and then it's coming back counterclockwise. But it is going in one direction, let's say. So we're talking about a static wave. I sent you and I sent today to Roy a set of the material sending about levitation of the body, physical body, based on static wave. However, there's much to talk about it. There was a pressure wave, but doesn't matter, it was a static wave. It was based on how that wave was described. It was a sinusoidal wave. It wasn't transversal wave, but anyhow. All of the small moments, all of the small points that I'm explaining matters with the explanation of one single thing. When it's one particle impulse is starting from the coil, going to the end of the coil, now it's creating electromagnetic field in two adjacent coils. It is then creating electromagnetic force in those two coils. But when the impulse comes back, then it reaches the point where the cancellation happens. So now we have a similar scenario to the 15 girls no longer being there, and one girl only with one nail, one finger, pushing the car. So there would be a partial cancellation of the back EMF that would be bringing your efficiency close to unity. It would not be unity. And those would not be over unity, it would be close to unity. And now we are ready with this structure, we are ready for electrostatic pulse. And as I said, the dumbest way that I could describe it is you sucking the hose till the water starts to flow. And also, you could say, well, you have a gravity. Who cares? I don't pay for the gravity. Enter a gear.
But now gravity is not what's operating your device. Mixing apples and oranges. First of all, don't be able to measure a magnetic field on the coil. I don't care how you want to develop a magnetic field. Cancel most of it? Absolutely. Because of the way you wind it. But you're not going to look at the magnetic field. But I don't see any connection between canceling the magnetic field and getting any kind of effective application of what you develop from canceling that magnetic field. The three coil, the nine coil, the whatever you want to do. I can't connect those dots. Not something that I can do. But, you know, I don't know that much about what you do.
Well, let's put it this way. There is a group of guys who are going in the wrong direction. And you, Roy, Dick, Glenn, plenty of others, together. And you feel comfortable because nothing is changing in your life because of that. Because you see a bunch of nuts playing with them. But all of a sudden you see that GK is using bifidar coils, SR, is using BGR coils, Anonymous, Akua, Ruslan, Dali, and plenty of others. And all of them are using bifidar coils. Then you go to the American public that was failed. And those guys didn't know Jara, actually. That guy is 85 years old, gentleman, never heard about Campanazzo or any other stuff. They never heard about it. So it's concentrating on his device and reading the possible sources, and those sources are Kaufman and Webe are just in your email box. So now he decided to make something that Hendershot did in 1924. And Hendershot in 1924 did make a certain amount of coils, clockwise, counterclockwise, having one transmitting coil in the middle. So imagine that you have one coil vertically placed, and then you have plenty of coils around, surrounding like a circle, but each one of the sets of the two coils is winded this way, that one coil starts from the bottom to the top with one direction and then goes to another coil, and then from the top to the bottom goes in the opposite direction. And that's how he created the machine, he says. Okay, that should magnify the energy. Anyhow, in all of them we're dealing with the high voltage. In all of them we're dealing with electrostatic field. Now, when we try to look at all the things that we have run, okay, we have a bifilar coil, bifilar coil. We have a high voltage, we have electrostatic field, and then we have a ground wire, or the ground wire must be there. The one who could say, okay, that band of nuts who is playing with those wires, all of them, they are using this, and they are not connected. All of them, they are using the same or similar concept. Must there be something in it, or must be just that it's coincidence? And then when you look at the probability, let's say lotto or a mega million or whatever, and then you look at the probability and you try to count or mathematically calculate probability, it comes to this strange result. Those guys didn't have a connection, the guys didn't hear about themselves, didn't follow their concept. Those guys came to the same conclusion. And then they do an experiment that I witnessed myself, and I was a participating party in it. And to experience.
Okay. Well, I understand that they're very interested in that, whatever it is, and however they're adapting it. Some of them have produced an item that really works up with the spirit. Maybe they can hold play with this coil, and some are doing it not nowhere. And this is going on for many years now. It just makes you wonder. I don't call them nuts. Those are your words. Don't let out. They're working hard. I think personally, fun. But they're having fun. And they're interested in what they're doing. Yeah, they should be continued. They should track it all the way to the end. They're going to learn a lot, probably. But then they'll accomplish something else. They don't know what you don't know. Just get it out. And they can only do that by carrying on their experiments. Eventually, they're either going to give up, or they're going to find a road to success. Now, whatever it's going to be, the Coleman, or the Russian that you're in love with, and Kamenazi guy, he's a charlatan, he's a fake, he's a thief, I believe. But, you know, people think he's got something, put on some demonstration, but nothing concrete. So it's hard to conceive what's exactly going on. When you look at it from a legitimate science, then, it seems impossible, but hey, models do change, they evolve, so we may be missing something. Back to you.
No, John, they didn't fail. They only fail in your eyes, and in the eyes of the people who are standing at the base of the traditional business. But history says that the models are being changed every few so more years, and the approach to a certain thing changes as well. So my understanding is that all of them, all of a sudden, use the same mechanism or the same ingredients in that particular dinner that they try to cook, and the dinner is like. Now, nobody made this fight. Yes, they made this fight. There is a fundamental, very much characteristic feature that is very much common to all of the guys that are listening to us right now, and to us as well. When we get a hold on something of our dreams, or we didn't expect even to have it, then we say, hey, I'm sitting on the pile of money that is so big that there is no way that it couldn't be any bigger. But guess what? Nobody wants to buy it. So, there is a greed. That greed created a situation of economy that we have as of today. And it created a situation of 2007 when everybody was spending like crazy. So all of the things that are happening are because of greed, which is a driving force for capitalism. Everyone wants to have better in life, and everybody who has something wants to have a benefit of it. So it is only the matter of the time, and a crazy guy like me, or plenty of guys like me that I know of, and I know them, who just get it, and instead of greed, they would give it away. And by giving it away, they will be the closest to the source, the first one who they can take advantage of it, and the buyer is every brave person on the planet Earth. Make a bunch of money by giving it away. Nobody's gonna say the bad words for you, although will not be happy. They might be happier, but not happy. And to exit.
So they're all thinking and all thinking in the same vein. First of all, if we ever got something similar, very inexpensive or cheap energy or free energy, ever got to that point, a lot of other things to do, make money. Don't have to just make money on energy. It could be like the air. We have air, and we're breathing. Right now, we're not paying for it. It's not going to make any difference. It's not going to cause the destruction of the world. And right now, people can move on and do much better things for brighter people, find things to do that will make money. So I don't see any problem with free energy to develop. It's not going to cause any issues that can't be taken care of.
Good. Okay. You don't see it. I see collapse along all of the structure and rebirth of the structure, hopefully without the world, as one of the primary factors, all of the world's domination. So when I take not only one, but you take two of them out, which would be domination and fear. Ever there is a domination, there is a fear factor. And the fear factor is pretty much common. So when you take out this fear of survival and the need for domination as related to the energy, then what people can dominate with a proper system, they will try to dominate with level of knowledge, with the position they are in. Enter again.
Well, the issue is energy and the fear. Okay, fear comes from fear, generated by fear. But again, what do they have to fear? If you have the energy solution and it's solved, find your life will be easier. You can get on with either for free time, or you don't have to make as much money. You don't have to pay for energy, or it's extremely cheap. So, you know, you can make any kind of a horrible future view, but there are also good aspects to it. Maybe the oil companies won't like it. Maybe the sand jockeys over there are not going to like it, because now all of that goo they have under the ground that we're contaminating, polluting the earth with, they won't be able to do anything with it. They can drink it anyway. Maybe they could refine it. Don't know. But I don't care. I hope it comes. I hope they're all successful. And it will be something that can probably be so simple, anybody can build it or pay a few dollars to have it built and get on with their life, and we can start improving society.
That's right, John. Based on my observation, there is something very inexpensive and something very easy to be done. But somebody who wants to be doing it. I mean, many things that we observe, like invention of the wheel. But people were without the wheel for very, very long period of time. Easy to be done. But anyhow, now there will be many problems. Yes, the fear of the survival of such things in life you take out because you have the energy. Energy is for free. But at the same time, everything that is around will be in cost of 20% instead of 100% of the cost of now. But if you take the crap that is grown by a farmer, and he doesn't pay for the energy, and he doesn't pay for the transportation, only the drivers pay. And in the supermarket, there is no need for refrigeration, as this one comes free of charge. Okay, and no lights, no nothing. Now, if you try to keep percentage-wise the same margin of the profit that you want to make on it, not much will change. might not. That's why you start to pay attention to plenty of the processes taking place with the electrons, with the inertia, with the magnetic field, with the minimizing back EMF, and so on. Anyhow, I not take the break.
Oh, the claws. Okay. Yeah, maybe the cat was one that scratched everything, so he did not.
other problems that may go wrong. The successful, we have no problem. I have a guy who has three cats, all of them from the street. And he says, the problem that he has right now is he's got a first cat, and he's got a dog. So, cotton egg, cat, they got along somehow. But then he took another cat, and it was a female, and she was a kitty. She was not old. So, actually, he says that no, it was different. He had her as the first cat, it was a female. He got that cat. Now, the cats were more raised by the dog than by the cat. But anyhow, so the female was kind of like, leave me alone, but not aggressive. Later on, when the cat grows up and became bigger than the female cat, when she was trying to act like a superior, she was just her lesson. Right now, those two cats hold up. Okay. A few years later, he's got a cat. He says, the king of the cats. It was only the place that he had to work. There are plenty of cats over there. And that was the king of the cats. Big, strong, and was good. And that cat was for half of a year good. But now, he starts to again be king of the cat and rule over the two cats. We got a problem with that. My question was, if that was a king of the cat and he could survive in any condition, why did he decide to take the dead cat home and to exchange?
Yes, it's kind of silly because street cats are tough to acclimate to the house. First of all, cats have a habit of urinating on all kinds of electronic equipment. Very careful about the cat being downstairs. Cutting the nails off, no, they grow back. Just clip the sharp points off, and that way the two cats can't hurt each other. Neither one of them have claws. So he's got a problem with that cat, that's for sure. That cat used to take care of himself, and it's going to continue, sure.
Oh, the first cat of mine, he's got to be the way that it is. I am positive, and at the same time, I am the guy who is for nature. Nature that made him this way. Now, she, the female, had a completely removed claw. Completely removed. And the Spanish guy, he was having this cat in the apartment, and one day everything was out, the cat, stuff and toys out, nobody there. So, but my wife was passing every day. And this bus starts left. You know, that's what I'm saying. In Europe, it's so illegal, you go to jail for it. If I was in power, I would put to jail this Spanish guy and to exchange.
Yeah, there's very few rules with cats because they're not really domestic creatures. Dogs are. And I don't know what your objection is to cutting the nails. I mean, they grow back. I'm not saying remove the nails. Clip up the sharp points, they can't hurt each other. People do it all the time when cats fight, and then they get used to each other, and they realize that, you know, it's alright. And when the nails grow back, they don't do it anymore.
There was a short interaction after that. There was a lot of problems, because the new cat was kind of scary. Nobody could touch the cat. And although she's extremely nice cat, she got afraid she was biting everybody. So there was a problem with that. But my cat, instead of attacking the other cat, just turned around and wanted to go out. My cat is not aggressive, it's just her. Because she knows that she's incapable of defending herself. Maybe that's what's right, the reaction.
Okay, yeah, it could be possible. Well, you gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah, have to take it taken care of. Either bring it to the doctor or take it out yourself. Because that can turn ugly. You don't want the cat to be in pain. You'll get some problems from it.
Oh, yeah. But I was under the impression there are no ticks in the city.
ticks, they're everywhere, sure. They can, little thatch bundles, they hide out. They're all over the place. Of course, they're on Staten Island, too, but yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, John. Okay, so, another day. I remember Friday, okay, I'm going to have Saturday, and Saturday's already. But it's already in the end of Sunday, of the time pass.
Yeah, before you know it, the summer's going to be over. I was hoping to have two meetings with my friends this summer, but he said they may be able to come back in November. I'm not sure, but at least we got one meeting in. That's some great stuff. If not, we'll have to do it again next year, but maybe we'll do it in June so we can get another one in August. That's part of the summer. Yeah, it's all good. All fun. Keep me busy.
Oh, me either. I have so many, so I don't have the time to touch. They live too fast, accumulating so much. If in pieces they're gonna come, you gotta put part of it to the other basin because I don't have a place yet.
Well, that's good. When you get those, that'll solve your power supply problem anyway. Get a couple of good power supplies coming. That's very nice. Yeah, it's a good thing. I don't know what I'm gonna, but I gotta find something to keep me busy. Gotta find something to work on. Check it out now. I'll order something to work on, or find something to do, but break it up.
Well, John, a simple thing that you can play with, magnets. That's one thing that you've been working on, a magnet in the coil, actual rotation, in the other rotations, the angle rotation, whatever. But at the same time, you could play with this very simple experiment that is on a schematic, which is one transistor, form of the generator, schematic that I sent you with my video, and the three small ferrite rods, I should have them second, and three coils, where the middle coil has a winding one way, and then the other part of the winding is wrapping up three of them. Now, you have plenty of the instruments that you could use and find the cancellation of the magnetic field, cancellation of the inductance, and then that's what I said, one single impulse. Sending in an impulse going to the end of the coil, and because the other, the counter winding of that coil is wrapping three of them, that all the impulse that is going in for the first time, it's inducing the electromagnetic field into other coils. But then, on its way back, that impulse should cancel. Now, the EOP coefficients of performance, the unity factor, the measure, should get something in between 98-97%. Maybe 98.5% of units and to actually.
Well, you know, something about something that you can do. Look at that, you're interested in that. I have no interest in that at all. There's a lot of other things, but I don't know whether I should spend more money to get interested in something else or something that I already have. I have plenty of things to work on if I wanted to, but try to choose something that's going to have a little excitement to it.
Well, John! Coil with counterwinding and measuring the magnetic field, the concentration, if you need a Gauss meter, I have a Gauss meter to play with it as well. That's interesting. Interaction of this coil with any other coils around. That's interesting. You have every possible instrument for it.
I have all the instruments I need, you know. Gauss meter. Got them all over the place. That's no problem. I don't know. I've done some magnetic coil testing and things like that. My magnetic experiments are finished. I finally completed all of that, so I have no more effort I'm going to put into that right now. I'll find something. There's always something.
I made your statement.
Now you just say what to see if this
what is difficult with the ferrite and a few winds of wire and then a few winds of wire counterclockwise on it and see how it performs.
The gauss meter you would see, which you have, say you have, magnetic field and concentration. If you have a vector network analyzer, we would see how it behaves on the particular frequency. Exciting. And would it be true that there is a full constellation of the magnetic field and the inductance of that coil, and under which condition? And to actually
get. Well, there's a lot of things you can do to keep your interest, but you want to put your effort and your energy into something that you want to learn. That's going to take you a little step further. I really have no interest in that. I would rather doing that. I have all the ferrites and a wire I need. I could make some time. I don't see a purpose in it. Not, you know, just not for me.
I understand. Okay. So for me, it's interesting. You have a rod, a single oil coil on it, and you can measure the magnetic field back. You can see, you can even take some filings and observe how it looks like, how the field looks like. Yeah. But then you're dealing with the ring, the right ring, and all of a sudden you see that the magnetic field is concealed. That's a bunch of interesting stuff with it. Actually,
one of the things I might get back into is assembling that capacitor device I have, large capacitors. I might go back and working on my railgun, because I was getting pretty good projection with that, and got some nice high projectile speeds. I never followed through with it, because that's the point where it's scary. I did a 4,000 amp switch to energize the railgun. It made a lot of noise. So I may do something like that. I don't know.
On eBay, high voltage generator, 10,000 volts, up to 30 amps input, or 0.1 amp continuous. And we're talking about the average power, or we're talking about the input. So I tell you, 10,000 volts at 30 amps, at 2 amps.
Yeah, that's a big supply. That baby's probably heavy. It can only do a flat pulse. It probably has a long charging time, I'm sure. So that's an interesting power supply.
No, there is no big charging time. Because this thing could work continuously. It's not large. You know what? It's a rack mounted. It's a rack mounted device. So 0.1 of an amp, 100 milliamps, is contained. But if you want to have a pulse, then it depends how many pulses per second you have. But the maximum is 30 amps, is 10,000 volts.
Yeah, but 10,000 volts, 30 amps, at what duty cycle? You know, maybe you get one pulse an hour out of it. You don't know. Depends on the size.
I don't know. I wasn't interested with it because if they want $7,000 for it, I can buy the same one for a few hundred dollars on the auction.
Yeah, I wouldn't need anything that expensive. That's crazy. Spend that kind of money on that. I could build one of those very quickly, and for a hell of a lot less money.
Yeah. It's amazing how everything goes around. Getting older. When I look at my life, I was able to find nice, good, fast evolution in technology from tubes we have now. Many areas, in mechanics, in chemistry, electronics, and fiction.
Oh yeah, and you can see that all the field progress has been made. How things have changed in my time, oh my god. Back to some of the tubes or before all the solid state stuff. Amazing how good that stuff works. And I still like toying with them once in a while. It's sure a lot easier to build the new ICs. The transistors they have makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, with but look, these people are in the age of 60, 70, and so on.
Yeah, the Dan is young, but still not that young.
42, I believe, right?
Who's 42?
Glenn?
I'm not sure. Could be 50. I'm not sure. Might be right, but I don't think so. Around, he knows a lot of the older stuff, too. I'm going to ask him someday, I'm not sure. Yeah, cool guy. And nah, there's a lot of people around that are good quality people that have a lot of knowledge. It's just too bad that most of us don't have the time, like that you and I have, to be able to sit down and talk about things or, you know, communicate in some way. They're open. That's a shame.
Yeah, well, also, not only time, but dedication. When we talk about the time factor, it is how you maneuver your time. Done. Take a look at Roy. He's spending time writing. It might be fascinating, but there's also something that is good about him. But he's writing. He has something that has a chance to stay and eventually revisit it. Just talking is something that we might be amazed with, but change with time. And to experience.
Yeah, he's very generous. He spends an awful lot of time composing these notes that he transmits to me, you, Dick, and knowledgeable guy. So he has a good way of communicating. Makes him understood. Yeah, that's great. More people like that, the better.
Yeah, you say plenty of people. John, again. What is plenty of people? Look at people around you, John. They comment.
The time is 1:27 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system. Node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
W2VL repeater. 5 a.m. Set tonight at 8:30 W2VL repeater system.
F1YDY.
Back in service, and we got to see a tornado on
not that much rain, at least not where I was. I was looking at the bluff in the distance, but just incredible amounts of lightning, and just one after another for over an hour at a time.
We're in the Midwest.
I was coming back from Kentucky a couple of weeks ago, maybe about a month or more ago now, and I was on 71 North between Cincinnati and Columbus, and looking off. I think maybe it was longer than a month, because I believe that's the storm that also had the tornadoes that went through and clipped part of Illinois, I think. I had a lot of wind, but it wasn't raining. I didn't hit really too much of the rain with that, but just some strong winds and just lightning like I have never seen it before.
Yep. Palm County, where Boca Raton is the lightning strike capital of the United States. So I had always thought about it, and I guess, by the way, I do unplug whatever I can when I leave. But those items, the modems, have to be up and running for the security setup. So where those things run, and you know they're not that well filtered or insulated, so they get zapped pretty quick. But I was surprised that the radio gear, and it does not have to be plugged in or hooked up to the antenna to get zapped, just that person can take out sensitive items in the solid state in particular. But I was lucky, nothing got zapped. Kind of went around the pool and came back towards the house. They sunk a bunch of lines back there recently, like 6 or 8 months ago. They did some trench work and laid some new cables on the ground back there. I think it's the, again, like I said, the Xfinity, which is Cablevision down there. I might have been attracted to that, but it took out a palm tree and some other assorted vegetation and almost lit the fence on fire where all the properties meet. So, interesting stuff.
Yeah, well, I was aware that you get that EMP effect, you know, if it's close enough like that, sure, it'll get it, but you do what you can by completely disconnecting it and then hoping for the best, I guess. what type of antenna do you have down there? Is it a wire, or you got a tower up?
No, I don't have a tower. By the way, it's a freestanding house. It's not in the development. My father would stand for any of that. He was a tinkerer and liked to work on the boat and change the oil and the copper and rub it to the toes and all that. Didn't want to hear anybody say, oh, you can't do that. So it's a freestanding house that I could eventually put something like that up. But for right now, it's just a wire, 20-meter dipole. And as far as I can see, that did not take a hit. Not that high up. What else was I going to mention? Well, the tornado that came through was F2, but luckily it dissipated. It got as far as the Florida Turnpike and dissipated, so there were no injuries and little or no damage. But scary, nevertheless. You know, we've seen some water spouts down there also. My time down there, but my son was extremely excited, especially when his dad jumped in the car to go look at the thing instead of running away.
Right, those storm chasers, I get a kick out of those, like, tank vehicles they built, all those plated metal they weld on and make it look like a beetle, not a Volkswagen beetle, but like, you know, a bug beetle. It's really low to the ground, and if the wind blows, it pushes it down instead of lifting it up, at least in theory anyway. And these guys drive right into the middle and try to get pictures and stuff. I don't know how you get life insurance to cover you doing that.
I don't know how you get car insurance to cover you. I saw that.